The Czech Republic, like any Western country, may be inundated with American cinema, but just when you think you've seen it all, the US shows it has some more surprises. And if you're going to see them anywhere, then it's going to be in Karlovy Vary, where the 44th International Film Festival is currently taking place. This week, one of those surprises was a film and a director who's breathed new life into the inimitably American film genre of blaxploitation. Christine Falvey reports from Karlovy Vary.
While Festival Week started out with the Czech classics and the French cinéaste, attention soon took a sharp turn towards a newfangled talent of the American screen. The talk of the town was one Scott Sanders, parodist extraordinaire. After stunning Sundance earlier this year, he's now turning heads in Europe too. His film, Black Dynamite, was a wholly unexpected treat, a brilliant take on American blaxploitation film that's wowing Europeans with a genre they don't know well and a whole new level of ridiculousness that was not entirely lost in translation.
All you suckers gather round. There's a brand new movie coming to town. So get on up and check the scene of the smoothest, baddest mother to ever hit the big screen. Dynamite!
Dynamite! It seems like there are a couple of jokes that people here didn't get, but that's because they're really local jokes. Like there's a joke about a restaurant in Los Angeles. Nobody gets that joke here, or like in, you know, in Germany. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, even jokes that they don't get there, they get here. So that was interesting too. It's been a big surprise to me that the movie has done well in festivals, and now festivals that aren't based in English.
And the film was not the only surprise. After midnight, the truly mild-mannered Scott Sanders became DJ Sucker Punch at one of the week's most anticipated parties. He did not disappoint. The 1970s blaxploitation films were attempts at wooing black audiences by offering them a tailor-made movie land it was hoped they would relate to. It means big guns, big cars, a ghetto milieu, pimps and dealers, and a suspicion of whites and the government. Hence a barrage of stereotypes, often deemed insulting in the 1970s, but today so preposterous as to be utterly hilarious. While director Quentin Tarantino gave Europe a taste of the blaxploitation experience, Sanders may be the first to find success abroad with the unadulterated recipe.
More than blaxploitation, I think the movie is about movie conventions. And that's what kind of blaxploitation was, because it's like they're putting, you know, a black person in a situation and interpreting it in a way that exposes the movie conventions. So that the fact there's like a bullet and there's a sting on the bullet, you know, a musical sting on the bullet and everything. It's like that you're supposed to feel some emotion for that or something. Maybe that's why people laugh. Because I think it's, especially here, it's probably a very film-savvy audience. Even though they haven't seen blaxploitation movies, they've seen a lot of movies. And especially a lot of movies, you know, that have sort of corny plot devices, you know.
Sanders seemed to absorb as much novelty as he provided in Karlovy Vary. In addition to presenting his film, DJing the town's best club, and participating in the festival's masterclass discussions, he seemed to be everywhere in town at once. It is, he says, his first trip outside North America, and he says this visit to the Czech Republic won't be his last.
It's been fun. I mean, it's amazing. It's such a huge festival. It's such a, like, this is like the fanciest festival we've been in, you know, like in terms of just grand. So I want to come back here. I'm going to try to come back here for the premiere of the movie. This is a great country. Having a good time.
That was Scott Sanders ending that report by Christine.